Check 1 2 1 2. All right, everything's on. Everything sounds great. Let's get a little soundboard action real quick. Yeah. All right, we're there.
Dice rolling, motherfucking radio.
Shout out,
hey,
Dice Roll the Radio.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yeah. What am I sipping on again?
That's called the Huerita.
Okay.
My guy.
I don't want to pronounce it wrong. It sounds stupid. Is that IPA? Already?
That is a blonde ale.
Okay.
It's a 5.6 ounce.
5.6
ounce. I mean, 5.6 percent ABV.
The gold delicious brew. That shit.
Also sipping on water.
And water.
We gotta have water on deck always.
Sugar light and sweet, you know how I like it. Don't forget my bread. Yeah.
Like I did that.
Touchdown dance. Yeah, I did a touchdown dance. Hands in the stairs. Touchdown dance. You know I do the touchdown dance. Should be all in this bitch. Well, be in this bitch. Swat City, yeah. Look. Hey, I need dubs like I got Gatorade dunked on me.
Let's go ahead and start by saying we are live here at the Chula Vista Brewery here on 3rd Avenue in the heart of downtown Chula Vista.
In the heart of beautiful Chula Vista.
The beautiful Chula Vista. The beautiful view, as one would say.
As one might call it, as San Diego, one, the whale's vagina.
To some, is the whale's vagina. That's funny as fuck. Y'all went to a Padre game and they had like Ron Burgundy stuff.
Yeah,
over there it was pretty dope. I don't know. You went to the opening day.
I went
right?
to opening day on Thursday.
Oh yeah, so like they had like the whole like Anchorman crew running a lap, right?
Oh yeah.
So I seen that shit too. So it was pretty. That's pretty dope.
That's fucking hilarious. You went Thursday?
No, I went on
Friday?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
We lost that game, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was fun. I brought my little one and her family was there. And
hell yeah.
My dad and my brother, we all went.
It was, bro, it was I was there with fucking Boogie Bubba, a Kid Wonder,
yeah,
Harvard Bays,
Rossi.
Them,
yeah.
Bro, I was with a bunch of homies. We were deep. We were fucking deep, bro. It
you guys had rowdy. Seats or you guys like were posted in the
Oh, we had seats, bro. Everything okay. was lit. It,
yeah,
was,
bro.
It was lit as fuck.
Shout out the Padres. Did pretty good against the Giants in the opening day, or opening week, if you will. I think they went like 2-1 against them. But yeah, it looks like a promising season for the Padres. Hopefully, they got a $300 million man on the roster. So I hope he comes through.
Machado, bro,
Machado,
he was killing
bro.
It. Hey, bro, fucking Rossi's FaceTiming me right now.
Rossi has impeccable timing.
Yo, you always hit me right when we start Dice Roller, bro. We're at Chula Vista Brewery doing Dice Roller, like, right this second, bro.
What's up, dude?
We're doing a Season 4 recap.
Rossi Rock is FaceTime with Steelo.
Hey,
right
come
now.
Hop on, bro. We got a mic. We're at CV Brewery. We're about to have a party here next week, bro.
We'll get into all that.
It's just about to be rowdy as fuck.
But yeah, Chula Vista Brewery, Dice Roll Radio. We are here for Season 4 recap. I am your host, Wilby. We got Steelo Suave here on the phone with Rossi, making player moves right now. Big moves. But yeah, we definitely want to have a recap today of all of Season 4 stuff. Episodes.
We're about to run this episode. I'm going to hit you right back as soon as we get done.
31 through 39. All right, bro. No, 30 through 39, Season 4. Look back at all the guests and all the people that we talked to, but mainly we got a couple things to promote. We have an event happening at this very spot here in Chula Vista.
Let's not
Brewery.
Be humble, okay? This is going to be a fucking lit one.
Oh, that's, you're right. We won't be humble about it. It's going to be probably the littest event that's been thrown since 2019 started. You know, it's only April, beginning of April. Let's mark today. Okay, so today's April 1st. A lot of shit has gone down within the last 24 hours. We'll get into all that. But today's April 1st. It is April Fool's Day. This is probably the most non-funny April Fool's.
Yeah.
In probably
the most sobering April Fool's Day.
Yeah, like no April Fool's jokes were discussed. No pranks, no nothing. I think Justin Bieber posted something. It wasn't funny, but...
No one laughed.
No one laughed.
People in Canada kind of scoffed a little bit.
A lot of fuckery, a lot of messed up shit happened. You know, we lost a really great individual the other day.
We're gonna get into that more.
Senseless gun
more
violence.
On that soon. But we gotta fucking announce this shit one time, bro. We're having a Dice Roller motherfucking radio 1 year anniversary party.
1 year.
Die Rolling Part 2 right here at Chula Vista Brewery.
Yeah.
Buggy Bubba laced us with the alley oop. You know we gotta get this shit.
Hold on, we gotta get the
Sebi OG headlining. Bro, may I repeat? This event is being headlined by Sebi OG.
Sebi OG. Jimmy Panthers.
Jimmy Panthers, my guy.
Who else we got on the bill? We got the homie Melosi as
Trey
well.
Mills. And
Trey
Melosi.
Mills, yep. Doing all Chula Vista legends.
Both
all
doing
on one
big
bill,
things.
Yeah.
Trey Mills got the project out right now.
Yep, 1995.
Executive produced by Will Be the Dawn.
I produced it, yeah.
And Melosi featured
that for me.
Featured multiple times on the Diego project. On the Diego project. That was by True Love and Trey Castro. Shout out to both of those gentlemen.
Also has an exclusive track on our Dice Roller SoundCloud page. If you guys go to our SoundCloud page, you'll see a Melosi exclusive drop produced by Mondi.
Young Mondi,
but,
bro. Come to the West.
Don't Come to the West. Yes. Very, very dope track by Melosi. We will be having him along with Trey Mills, headlining by Sebi OG of Suave City, premiering some brand new exclusive single tracks, along with performing your favorite tracks with One Sausalini. Shout out to him. And yeah, it's going to be fun, man. Like, you know, we're hosting it here at this brewery. You hear all the ambience going on in the background. You got music playing. We're literally on the stage of the brewery. Everyone's looking at us. They want to know what we're doing, but they don't want to ask us because we're in mid-conversation. We got music blasting.
They'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, but nah. But we encourage anybody to see us on a podcast and live form. They want to ask us any questions, we encourage them to come up to us. But yeah, dude, a brewery, bro. Like, they got food. They got delicious beer. They got fucking great, great vibes. They got a huge, like, window patio you could just look at, you know, the outside.
We're probably
going to
have some exclusive merch available for that evening.
Definitely got merch.
We're definitely going to have a photo opportunity for those people that want to come and get some new updated shots for their IG or whatnot, social media presence. We know it's a big deal, kind of, but it's not. Everybody kind of knows it's like some bullshit. But it's cool, though. Like, we're just happen to be in this day and age where, like, people are cool with the fact that, like, we like to flex a little bit in like an internet dimension kind of way. Like, we all know, like,
damn,
we only be putting the good shit out there.
Where'd you find this?
You know?
Like, the
so anybody that really has like any issues, like, you can shoot us a message on MixLR. We're happy to like talk to you about your baby mama drama, about whatever bills you got, if you got a headache. You know what I mean? Like, we're out here trying to promote health, bro. Just don't DM me on my personal page.
Mental health. Mental health is wealth.
We're here for the people.
Right, so this is all happening April 11th.
Thursday, April 11th. Mark your motherfucking
calendars. April 11th, that is a week from now. You know, yeah, man, big shit. Like, we don't really play when it comes to throwing events. We're very serious with this shit, and I think we do a pretty good job at it. I would like to say, like, with a lot of people always ask us, like, how we've been doing
it. Just look at the track record, bro.
We're
three
for three
right now.
We've thrown
a handful of successful events.
Yeah,
yes.
You know,
so,
like, we haven't missed yet, and I don't see us missing here. And just, you know, at the same time, it's like it's in our own backyard. This is home in Chula Vista. You know, we're all natives, you know, around here. The homies that are performing are natives. We're going to have a good DJ lineup as well. And again, man, we got entertainment. We got drinks. Got good vibes. You know, why wouldn't you come? Put it like that.
Hey, bro, if you sleep on this event, it's your own fault.
It's your fault.
If you want to fuck around and go to Coachella, bro, that's on you, bro.
Yeah, bro. No, Coachella is next week. We were just discussing that earlier, but, you know, Coachella is Coachella. It's a Thursday. Come out to our shit. Enjoy your last night in Dago, and then go fucking turn up.
Then go in the desert.
Coachella.
Go lose your mind.
Yeah, exactly. Go have fun, relax, have a couple cold ones, enjoy some shit from the homies, go home, have a good night's sleep, and then make your way up to the hot-ass Coachella Valley to some hot-ass concert, and you're about to go see Childish Gambino and Ariana Grande turn the fuck up. Does anyone is anyone excited to see Ariana Grande like at Coachella?
Bro,
is
that really like a Coachella like her music, thing, bro? I'm not going to Coachella, and I wouldn't go just for her. But
I would be geeked as fuck to see Childish Gambino.
But I fuck with her music, bro. You gotta appreciate the artists while they're alive, bro. I mean, shit, every day is a reminder of that.
Obviously, with recently what just happened,
I had this crazy. This is gonna sound crazy, bro. I'm gonna not even say like the full story, but basically, we'll call it a dream. Okay,
a dream.
You know what I'm
okay.
into, so we're gonna just go ahead and call this shit a dream, bro. I had a dream that I spoke with Mac Miller like face to face, and he was telling me, he was explaining to me why he died, and the reason being that it was like a sacrifice. So that he could, like, express to the youth, like basically, like, lead through example. You know what I mean? Like, like either, A, like, don't do drugs and don't follow in this sort of footsteps. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or, you know, just live through my music. You know what I mean? Like, learn through what the messages I was preaching about are. You know what I mean? And I was like, bro, like, that's crazy. Like, I'm like a Mac Miller fan, you know, but I'm not the biggest fan. And, like, I don't know his shit like that. So to have had this dream and it seemed so real, I was like, bro, like, this is important. This is meaningful. Like, I gotta share this. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It was a dream that I had while I was in Chicago.
In Chicago? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird, bro. It was like, very out of my ordinary sort of dream space.
That's crazy.
Damn.
So, like, yeah, bro. So, like, okay, so... Like, were you anywhere specifically, or like, were you guys like in a white space? Like, you know, sometimes you like see, you know, I've heard stories where like people who've like revisited like dead relatives or friends, and they usually see them like at a space that makes them happy, or like you had like your last great moment.
It was like,
or it's like in a white hallway, you know?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. You know, that's interesting.
Like,
like,
what was the surrounding?
It was a very, like, brightly lit environment. I don't remember if it was, like, an inside or outside type of feeling. But it was, like a glowing white sort of environment. It's, like, very similar to, like, I guess what you would imagine heaven being like. Okay. But I remember him sitting there in, like, kind of, like, sitting or standing, like in a black t-shirt. Like, kind of, like, a fitted black t-shirt and, like, baggy, like, black pants. So it was like a very, like, he was dark himself, but like the environment we were in was very like light. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's interesting that I didn't even like really think about all that. Like, after the dream, I was like thinking about the message so much that I kind of got lost in like what the physicality of it was. You know what I mean? Like the tangible things that you can actually remember. And, yeah, it was weird. In the same dream, I remember speaking with, like, I wasn't really speaking to Georgia Smith, but Georgia Smith was, like, speaking to me in a way. And she was, like, right? And she was, like, she was basically telling me, like, just go with, like, the music. Like, listen to the music. Like, the message is in there, and it can be very personal.
Right.
And there's something in there for everyone. And it was unique, bro. It was, like, the most unique.
I just watched her Tiny Desk concert.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen the Tiny Desk series? Dude, fucking, she killed that shit. I've been a fan of hers for a while, but then, like, I saw her Tiny Desk recently. Because sometimes, like, when I'm at work or something, like, I'll listen to all that just to, like, get by. And then, like, I heard hers for finally, and then she fucking sings beautifully. So, to see her in your dreams and have a conversation and, like, listen to music and all her music and all that, it's not a bad dream.
It's incredible.
About to go on tour and shit too. You trying to see her?
Yeah, I'm gonna see her May 15th.
Cali Uchis.
May 15th with Cali Uchis, bro. Okay. In fucking LA or Anaheim or some shit.
Fucking dope. Yeah, man. Fucking.
Yeah, man. Well, speaking of, I mean, shit, Chicago was a trip, bro. I got to do a bunch of sick shit out there. It was more than just dreaming. I got to live out real life dreams, bro. Like, going and doing pop ups in other cities. Like,
you got your shit in a store too, right?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, so. Like I was saying, bro, I haven't done a pop-up outside of San Diego since year one of Rottweiler. And that was just, like, L.A., you know? So
okay.
Last year, I did, like, a few pop-ups for Rott in Chicago. But it was while we were connected with this company that was throwing, like, dinner parties. They were throwing, like, weed-infused, like, dinner parties. So, like, in other cities, that's kind of unheard of, bro. Like, it's not like California where you can kind of just do that shit, like, in the comfort of your own home type shit, like... That's just mad underground. So I did the Herbal Notes parties. I did one in Seattle. I did, like, three in Chicago. And then last year I did a pop-up in Chicago with Villains. And I remember we talked about this a little bit. But the one with Villains, it's interesting because the one that we did with Villains was in FDC Studio, Fifth Dimension Collective Studio. Mm-hmm. And the store that Rottweiler is like housed in currently in Chicago is called Mr. Sun. Mr. Sun is like the front quarter of FDC Studios. It's okay. been converted into like a real like boutique like art store. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they have like zines, photographs, art, prints, and stuff like that. They have some different unique like jewelry and like some cool streetwear pieces and stuff. So they were stoked to have me in there. I'm super stoked to be in there.
I'm sure they love you having you there because you go out there a lot.
It's all
like,
love, bro.
Yeah. So you like really?
It's all love out there, bro. They like they just they. I feel so embraced, bro. Like
yeah, they must really like love the. Like, the product you have and shit, too. Like, to always, like, have you out there. Because you've been there numerous of times.
Yeah.
So, but then to now actually have it in a store, I think, is big for you because it's, like...
It's huge, bro.
It's, like, a... you got, like, a checkpoint out there.
Oh, yeah. Way.
So, it's, like, you could just go out there for just that, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, not just to, like, hang out with homies or, like, you know, do, like, pop-ups or whatever.
And just...
You were going out there, too, like, you know, infused with the... What's that shit called with the weed-infused food?
Yeah, the weed-infused food, basically. Yeah, I was going out there with them. But that's like going with homies from San Diego, like, to Chicago.
To Chicago. You know what I mean? You're so going now when I go out there, agenda. It's
like I touch down and I'm with, like, my Chicago family. You know what I mean?
Your,
like,
that's your agenda.
Dweeb like, Squad, like, you got fucking all that, put, like, picks me up and, like, just fucking straight laces me with, like, here, you stay here, we go here, we do this. You know what I mean? And
that's dope. That's big moves.
It's fucking sick, bro. I'm actually... The whole month of May, I'm going to be doing an installation at Mr. Sun. So they're giving me, like, the whole, entrance facing, like, wall to, like, just add whatever I want to it. You know what I mean? So I'm going to make sure I'm going hard out there with new products and shit. Like, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. I mean, I love San Diego. As much as I love San Diego, it's like, do we even have places like this, you know?
Yeah, bro.
And that storage only opened, like, the week before I went out there, bro.
And that's how you get your shit, like, really big. And then, like, all that, like, leads to you one day having, like, your own, like, establishment or something. Because it's, like, you got people from all over the country, you know, invested in your shit, whether it be online or, like, having, like, you know, pop-ups at different cities, you know?
Cause yeah.
That's just, you know, basic networking. Like, just going out, like, finding people from different parts. They invest in your shit. And then now you got, like, your mark on like every other city around. So it's like Chicago is definitely like a big place to have it because that's like one of the bigger cities,
yeah,
you know, in the country. So
bro, I have so much love for Chicago, bro.
Yeah, that's a great market.
I have so much love for that city and just fucking so much love for the homies out there, bro. Flo, Ozzy, Oscar, Cam, dog, like there's too many. I could go for days, but fuck, bro, like they even put me on some fucking let me DJ at one of their monthlies, you know?
Really?
At the Club Debonair. I was
gonna say you DJed out there too.
I DJed out there too, bro. Instagram. That shit was fucking lit, like, bro. I can't even. It's just, bro, it's like a whole different feeling. It's like, bro, we live so close to LA, so close to San Francisco, and we're not doing this shit out there, like. Mm-hmm. Nah, bro, Chicago is like a whole different energy. It's lovely.
I would imagine.
I can't wait to go back in May.
It's a totally different vibe out there. They got different ways of doing things, you know. Because, you know, California is all, we all move by the same shit. It's
interesting, bro. Like, my favorite artists, like, growing up have always been from Chicago, bro. Kanye West, Sir Michael Rocks. Uh-huh. Like, these were artists that influenced me, like, so heavily, like, as a youth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, to even think that, like... Like, I don't know how to put it. Like, it's not that I didn't have, like, an affinity for, like, West Coast music. Like, obviously, like, Tupac, The Game, like, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. These are artists that, like, I grew up listening to, N.W.A. But, like, something about, like, the swagger that Chicago artists came with.
I think Chicago's other, like, they're known for, like, having, like, real, like, true lyricists. Like, you know, you got Common.
Common, yeah.
You got, what's it called? Consequence.
Oh yeah, lyricists, you know, all day, just
lyricists,
all fucking
bro,
day,
like,
bro.
Kanye's like, you know, so, prolific.
Like, I had no idea that I would even have this sort of like appreciation for it. You know what I mean? As like a city, like it just wasn't on my radar. When I got invited to go out there, it was almost like
fucking Lupe.
It was like, what? Like, I'm gonna do what now? Like, And that's like shouts to Sergey, bro. He, you know, he put me on like first thing. You know, we had only done like one event together, and he was, or two events together, and he was like, "Yo, come with us." Like,
Chicago's definitely a dope place. You know, it's got a great vibe to it around. Especially like when you like network and meet people out there, they're like, you know, now you got even more of a reason to continue to go out there, bro.
And like the homies that I've been out there with chilling, like Flo and Ozzy, for example, they own a store. They sell all like indoor plants, bro, like tropical. Like house plants.
I need some plants
like,
for my pad.
Bro, I think everyone does. Especially after having been like with them, like bro, it's so inspiring. Like it's gnarly. And then
yeah, definitely.
And bro, it's like I said, like it's just mad inspiring. They actually this past Sunday, yesterday, they just had their 1 year anniversary celebration as well. And like, bro, they're killing it. They're like that shit's fucking tight to me, bro. Everything that they're doing is an inspiration for when I come back out here and I like doing my little businesses and shit, you know, like I don't know, man. It's just shit that I pick up from being out there. It's definitely like, there's no other way to put it. It's just inspiring.
No, that's dope. Well, I'm glad, bro. I'm glad you were able to like really establish some shit out there and really like continue to just advance your brand in some shape or form, you know? Yeah. That's really like the name of the game. And I noticed you got a tattoo out there too.
I did get a tattoo.
You got
it's like
some,
a Doberman. Actually, my homie that gave me the tattoo, Nathaniel, bro, I'm actually doing like a collab with him at the end of the month. So Nathaniel Stevens,
okay,
sick ass artist, bro. Like we're doing a collab. It's going to be available in Mr. Sun for the month of May. And yeah, man, I'm fucking so excited for that shit.
Nice. Well, to all our Chicago audience, look out for that. New Rottweiler coming to Chicago real soon. That plant Rottweiler collab was definitely fire. I like that. I like that design.
I went out there and I posted that picture, and that shit sold out, bro. Like,
really?
Like, just off that picture.
Yeah, I fucked with that design. That's like some like shit you see at a... Like, it just had like a... It had a very vintage like feel to it. Like, the design on it.
Yeah.
It was very Johnny Quest looking.
Johnny, I fuck with Johnny
you
Quest.
Fuck with Johnny
cool.
Quest, bro.
I'll take that.
Yeah, but Johnny Quest is tight. Like that kind of like animation to it. You know, like the guy, and then like you got the little Rottweiler and stuff.
Yeah,
very very Johnny Quest looking. And yeah, of course, everyone who doesn't fuck with Johnny Quest, you don't fuck with Johnny Quest. You're a weirdo, or you're too young, and you don't know shit about really good cartoons. But dope, bro. Yeah, while you were gone, man, like, you know me, bro, like, I was out here just knocking shit out at the studio. I'm producing a bunch of beats right now.
Bro, you were sending me music while I was over there.
Yeah, I was sending you music.
I think you sent me Touchdown Dance the day that I got out there.
It might have been, yeah. Shout out Seb. We got Touchdown Dance playing earlier. We got a little snippet of that, if you guys are able to hear that. But, yeah, man, I've just been working. I've been in the studio, like, every week, like, one or two sessions. But I've also just been, like the whole month of March, bro, I've just been knocking out fucking beats left and right. A lot of that's good ones that I've chosen. I might as well just put it out there, but like, you know, by the time summer hits, I really want to have a project done with just all my production, all my beats. I want to get like certain rappers from the city I want to bring them to the studio and record them, really put some shit together. Kind of put like a Khaled, like DJ Khaled style album where it's like a bunch of artists. I want to really put that down. I want it to be very summer themed, like just really good, like day fade, beach type vibes.
Yeah, know? Man. And I think if anybody could do that shit, I mean, of course you could do it, but I mean, you're going to do that shit justice too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm definitely working on
your production
that.
Production is nasty with it, bro. So
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely want to have that all perfected. I'm going to start the recording process. You guys will soon find out who's all involved. I'm definitely going to be dropping a single very soon, within the end of this month of April or towards May. But like I said, June is when it's all going to be coming out. I'll let everybody know when that's going to drop.
Super stoked for that. Hopefully you'll be previewing some of those tracks like throughout the fucking next couple months, bro, leading up to that
definitely.
Shit.
Like I already got a couple sessions lined up and we're just going to start
knocking some shit out. I know you and I definitely have plans for more events coming up and
more
shit.
More events. April 11th. We haven't stressed it enough. Come out to the second Die Rolling 1 year anniversary party of Dice Roller. We have been doing shit for a year. This is a recap episode too, so we're definitely going to be recapping like everything that's gone down throughout the year of being at Dice Roller, and also like everything that happened in season 4. But it's been fun, man. It's been a fun ride. Like, you know,
It's been great, bro. This has been awesome.
I think, like, I'm able to accomplish this album because of the podcast, because of all the relations that we've been, you know, able to build. Like, a lot of times, like, people don't know, like, you're the one that really, like, brings people in, because you've had past relations, whether it be, like, just being at events.
Thank you, bro.
Or just, you know, having them involved with your clothing line, and then it's just like, to, like, yo, come to the podcast, because, like, I don't know these people like that, and then they're like, they're dope enough to be willing. Like, we haven't had, like, a bad guest or a bad event or a situation.
We never
had
a scrap episode.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we never had to, like, twist somebody's arm to be like, yo, come to our podcast. We really need you.
Please, please.
Like, a lot of the times, and we've said this plenty of times on episodes, we're just like, this is last minute, like, yo, you down to be on the podcast tonight? Okay, yeah, hell yeah, I'm down as fuck. I ain't doing shit on a Monday. That's why we do this shit on Monday, by the way. And yeah, nobody doing shit on a Monday.
I love that shit. I'm glad that we're kind of moving in a direction of being able to, like, plan shit a little bit better. But even this Chula Vista Brewery episode today,
it's
was
fire,
like,
bro. Yeah,
I hit Bubba. I was like, bro, can we do an episode at the brewery?
Yeah. Shout out Bubba Cortez for
got the green light,
hooking it up, and just allowing us to even pursue an event. Taking a chance on us to, like, you know, use the spot to really give a platform to some young San Diego artists, and just for everyone to come together and just see what the scene has to offer. You know, that's always been, like, I think what our biggest compliments, like, people have given us towards, like, the events, like the first Die Rolling, people didn't know what to expect, right?
Right.
And, like, we threw on, like, Malik, shout out Malik being a headliner, and then we threw up No T-Shirt, Brandon Wave, and Hurricane Key, right? And
yep.
I don't think anyone really anticipated it to turn out the way that it did. And then you had, like, you know, the main Sean Blanc show.
That's crazy, bro. I hadn't touched no DJ equipment at that time.
And
A-Cuts were DJing that shit.
Yeah.
And then just to think of, like, how much it is, like, grown and developed since then, you know, like, bro, like, I want to learn how to play the piano, bro.
Oh.
Like, that shit, like,
okay.
Like, just off of, like, doing all this shit, bro, like, I got a little keyboard. I'm about
feeling,
to start fucking around.
Feeling,
like,
inspired?
I'm feeling stupid inspired these days, bro. Like, nice. I'm back drawing more, like, editing video more, like, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. Sky's the limit, bro. If you want to learn the piano, learn the fucking piano, bro. It's never too late to do
something. It's never too late. We can't stress that shit enough.
Never too late to be great, bro. Or just, you know, change how you get out of your old ways and shit. Never too late. But, yeah, bro, to touch on all that, just... throughout the year, just this whole year, bro, like the last year, 2018, just like from everything, because we, you know, what that started from last year of like late March, early April to where we are now, like of what we've been able to accomplish from the first Die Rolling, being at a small store, what used to be Whiskey Locker, rest in peace, Whiskey Locker, we still remember place.
Shout out Dell.
Shout out Dell, of course. To the main Sean Blanc show, which was super lit. If you were there, you know. If you weren't there, you still know, because the video showed for itself. And then, of course, the rerun, bro. The rerun show was fucking lit. That was towards the end of the year. Shout out Don and all the rerun people.
Hell yeah.
Bro.
Shout,
like,
out Josh Giggin.
Shout out Josh Giggin for also collabing with us, Giggin and Friends. It was super lit. It was at a prime location. We had all these vendors out there. So, you know, shout out to all those vendors. And then the after party was super lit. Stilo was super lit. Doesn't even remember what happened.
Hey, fuck you, bro. I don't.
But, you know, it was very well put together, and I was happy that, like, we were able to, like, be associated with it. Because, like, honestly, like, you know, it's important that everything we put our name to, or everything that we put Dice Rollers to, like, it has to be nothing but just stellar. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be fucking just absolute professional to the highest degree.
Yeah, most definitely.
And I think we've definitely pursued that, and because, like, people, again, bro, like whether it be in person or in my fucking messages, will tell me, like, yo, like, what you're doing and what Stilo is doing, and, like, I haven't seen that in a, like, at all, you know. And I'm sure, like, we're not the first to really, like, touch up on certain things, but it's just, like, with the collaboration of, like, me and you and, like, the others that have been involved, it's like,
yeah,
like, why not us, bro? Like, why can't we get certain things done? And then this, I feel like this Chula Vista Brewery thing is just, like, another step up to, like, what we could, you know, really prosper out here, as far,
like,
as, like, just giving a platform.
The potential of all of this is, you know what I mean?
You know, like, because it's not just about podcasting. It's not about, you know, just having a voice out here and putting out, like, opinions and everything. It's about, like, really just exploiting what the city has to offer, because, you know, we can't do that enough, because obviously it's not, we're not Los Angeles. We don't have like an established market. We're not Oakland or San Francisco.
And exploiting and is in like the most positive sense of it, bro. We're trying to just take our platform and just give this shit to the people most deserving of it. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's not the biggest platform by any means, but bro, you could tell like the work ethic here is crazy. Like,
and I know we've motivated people.
You put so much
work
into your music, bro. I put so much work into my artistry, my brand.
Of course.
That like, bro, to take this and be able to share it with our friends and the people in the scene that are fucking doing it and on the cutting edge of shit, like, it's just gonna help everything grow further and bigger,
of course,
and stronger. You know.
Course.
Like, it's like Clean Slate yesterday, bro. We went to Clean. I like popped up at Clean Slate yesterday, and like they've been doing their shit all like fuck once a month for like the whole year as well, like since last year. And to just see the development of that brand and that project from everything Veej and Jay and Arthur are all doing, like to bring the community together, bro. Like, that's the community. That's the community that we're catering to. That's the community that we're involved with. Like, that's San Diego at its core. You know what I mean?
At its core.
Not everybody gets to make it to every single fucking event. But, like, bro, the more events we have, the more people get to connect. And, like, we get to connect artists, creatives, barbers, anybody that's, like, making music, anybody that's, like, fucking just wanting to have fun, bro. Even if you got a fucking 9-to-5, like, even if you stay up the street from the brewery, even if you live down by the border or past the 8. In fucking no man's land.
And the biggest thing, too, I take away from it is, like, even though we have all these different, like, talents and different artistry, we also find out, like, we all have a lot in common. We all have the same ideologies. We have the same beliefs. And just, you know, we move the same. Like, we all respect a certain code or whatever the fuck it is, bro. Like,
whatever it may
be. We just all mutually respect one another's like opinions and thoughts, and sometimes majority of the time even it's all, you know, relatable and it's all pretty much the same. And that by itself has been dope to me. Like, the biggest takeaway from doing this for a year now and just like talking to all the different types of people, different creeds and backgrounds.
Every episode has gotten better, bro, in my opinion. It's not like one tops another. It's just that like they just keep getting good and gooder, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it gets better with the content and the delivery that we've just adapted. And
yeah, I said gooder, like that was intentional.
The
like,
gooder, yeah, new word for us, gooder. But yeah, bro, I'm just really happy how everything's turned out, and then just being able to continue it, and then like now we're like talking about their own events. Like at first we were just like talking about, damn, like what's the direction of this going to be, and then a year later here we are, like, all right, what are we doing for an event? How are we going to execute this? And then once we execute it, we're just like looking at each other, like, bro, like we did that, you know, that's fucking sick. And then, you know what I'm saying? Just, and the support has been great. You know, like, shout out to everybody that's been listening to us on SoundCloud and all the streaming services, Spotify, everything.
You know where to find it, Dice Roller Radio.
Dice Roller Radio on every fucking streaming platform you can think of. And, you know, of course, the guests, like, you know, the guest has given us great conversation. And then, you know, recently someone commented on the Lick Mob episode with Malik Burgers and Jordan of Rerun. And, you know, they were just like, I'm glad somebody is talking about this. And I didn't even catch what it was exactly what she was pointing at. But the fact that someone's pointing out that we're speaking on something that others are, like, also thinking is, like, is dope. Because, again, that's just opening conversation and that's just creating dialogue. And it doesn't keep people, like, keep on thinking that they're alone on a certain topic or they're too afraid to be outspoken, when it's like people are basically expressing their thoughts out loud. So I guess I think that's what brings people towards us a lot of the times.
But I agree with you, bro. I mean, I think we'd be talking about subjects that nobody really likes to talk about and shit. Like, for example, bro, everything that happened with Nipsey Hussle. Like, you know that we're tapped in talking about conspiracies all the time. Man. Like, you know everything that happened with Dr. CB back in the day with TLC's Left Eye. Bro, like, these are people that are, like, they're not just artists, bro. They're, like holistic health advocates, bro, that are, like, they're targeted. You know what I mean? Like, that's some shit I believe in. Yeah. You know what I mean? So whether or not everyone else is going to be like, oh, well, he's a subject of gang violence, or like Mac Miller, for example, is like just subjected to like drugs. You know what I mean? Like,
it's intentional.
You know, like, yeah. I just think that they're like, whether or not that's what happened, But there's still like, you know, there's so much in their message that's like unanswered that like it's worth looking into their message regardless, whether it was conspiracy or not. You know what I mean? And people hit me up all the time saying like, yo, you're brave for talking about that shit. Like people going to think you're crazy talking about that shit. It's like, well, shit, like let them talk. I'd be worried if they said fucking nothing. You know what I mean? Like, take it for themselves. Like, bro, I'm just
it's only
keep
crazy
on
until it, you know, comes to light.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. It's like you know, it's only crazy until it works. Or like, it's the Nike ad that's going out right now. It's only crazy until you do it, or like some shit like that.
Yeah,
but that's kind of the same thing. It's like you speak it into existence, or you speak it out of your mind.
Watch it come to like be the truth.
Yeah,
and then it's no longer crazy. But like, no, you already labeled somebody crazy for like this amount of time. I'm not worried about nobody calling me crazy, bro. You like, have you seen my clothes?
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen your clothes? Like.
Have you seen the
some people would be like, oh, where do you come up with this? You're crazy, bro. People thought Steve Jobs was crazy.
Middle,
yeah,
like.
You got pink hair. Like, and besides, you got pink hair.
Yeah. Yeah, my hair.
But
pink.
People think, like, all the greats are fucking crazy, bro. Like, everybody. Yeah. From the Steve Jobs to the Jay-Z's to the fucking Nipsey Hussles, man. They think everyone's crazy. But, man, that Nipsey Hussle shit really kind of fucked me up. I'm still kind of in shock about the whole thing.
Yeah, bro.
That man, bro, has inspired me. And, you know, it sucks that this, that like, while this podcast has gone on, I've had to talk about now two icons that I've like looked up to as far as like music. You know, rest in peace to Mac Miller, and then now, you know, rest in peace to Nipsey, because that was like a whole era of music for me, bro. And he continued with being consistent with like how Victory Lap came out. And just, you know, I've just cherished all his mixtapes and just what he's been able to say. But it's just sad because you look at an individual like him who has come from, like, the very gutter of South Central, being Crenshaw, being, like, one of the most notorious Crip gangs and being in the Rolling 60s. But then just to, like, you know, come out with music and just being so, like, positive about self-investment and like talking about, you know, shit that most people weren't really like hitting on with the kind of success that he had. He was a, you know, big rapper, West Coast legend and everything, but it's like the biggest thing I think people took away from him is like the big entrepreneurship that he was, the how big he was on just investing your money into your own city. And just, you know, I look at it as like he was like one of the pioneers for reverse gentrification or gentrification.
Yeah,
because it's like,
no doubt,
he didn't let his neighborhood get bought out by like, you know, higher executives or whatever, like property managers who wanted to tear down everything across like the neighborhood and put up like really big condos and expensive like shopping malls and all that shit. He bought like a whole strip mall for him to sell his own clothing, to have a huge store that was like, you know,
yeah, bro,
driven by technology. He had like all these food places too.
Cold blood,
and
right?
he started like selling like drugs and shit right there, and then building and flipping it and going through music and turning that whole place into this big huge fortress for him. Like all that whole thing was established by him, and then to be gunned down in broad daylight in front of people that you know. And again, like, there's a lot of conspiracies. There was the documentary part of that.
Yeah.
I definitely looked into that, and that shit is crazy. Like, if you were to, like, put it down like that, the way that he was killed is definitely suspect, because they said that he was killed, like, military style. Like, he got shot 6 times, all five of them in the body and 1 in the head.
Yeah, that's like, they made sure that he was
That was,
dead.
Like, military style. But, like, a lot of people are now coming out saying, like, it was just really, like, this one, like, hating-ass motherfucker that like Nipsey put on blast at one point at the store, and he just came back with a fucking gun and just like blew everybody up. And like, I guess I don't know, man, like it just sucks to like have someone that great, someone that was such a positive influence and was like really being a pioneer and just changing the narrative of being not only a gangster rapper, you know, and but just a rapper in general, and being from California.
Yeah.
Like, I look at him, bro, like I didn't grow up on Tupac, bro. Like, I'm too young. Like, I was born in 94. Tupac died at 96. So I'm 2 years old with Tupac.
Yeah.
You know, you grow up throughout this time. Like, everyone champions Tupac.
Kennedy,
everyone knows
Kendrick
where Tupac.
Lamar,
exactly. Everyone knows. Like, you talk to older heads. Like, they know where they were when Tupac died, bro. They know what they were doing. I feel like this might be
these
the same
are, like,
thing, bro.
The greats of our generation, bro.
Yeah,
this
bro.
Is who we grew up on. You know what I mean? I grew up listening to Overly Dedicated, 25th Hour,
bro.
Like these kind of projects, bro. Like, that's where my head was at. as a teen and late teen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just attesting to what you're saying.
But like, he was just doing so good, bro. Nipsey was just doing so good for himself. Like, he's been out here, bro, since 2008, like, legit.
Yeah.
But then, like, this year by itself, 10 years, that fast forward, like, because he had, like, the $100 album, the Crenshaw album. He had, like, the mailbox shit that went for, like, $1,000. He was doing really good with that. But then, like, this last body of work, Victory Lap, like, if anybody hasn't listened to Victory Lap, bro, that is, like, one of the greatest albums of 2018. It was even nominated for a Grammy. You know, I still bump the shit out of that album even prior to his death. Like, you know, I was actually listening to, like, three songs that Sunday. And then to, like, when I got that news, like, I was just in such disbelief. And I was just, like, I remember I just kept loading my phone, like, bro, like, he needs to be okay. Like, oh, fuck, he got shot in the head. Please make it through me. No one's announced that he's dead. And when I saw, like, he's been announced dead, like, I was shook for, like, 10 minutes. Like, I was silent. And I was just, like, looking out. I was outside because I was at my girl's grandparents' house. And I was just, like, watching everyone play and shit. And I'm just sitting there just in distress, like, fuck, bro. Like, I can't believe I just read what I read. And it's just... damn, I don't know, like, that was a legend, bro. He's a true pioneer and a true West Coast legend, one that I was able to, like, really be privileged enough to, like, see from the ground up, bro.
Yeah. And
I don't know, it's just sad, it's tragic. I wish the best for his family. And shout out Lauren London, his wife. You know, everyone knows her for being an actress, but she just was just a down ass, like, partner, bro. And that's hard to come by. Like, you know, like, I can tell you, bro, like, it's hard to, like, just seeing from, like, homies, like, past relationships, my past relationship, is really hard to find someone super solid. I'm blessed enough to, like, really have someone solid in my corner, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I couldn't imagine, like, that kind of pain, bro. Like, yeah.
I agree with you, like, fully, bro.
Just going to sleep without seeing that person that you woke up to that morning, you know, that's rough.
No, and they had a child, too, right?
I think they had a child. They were engaged. Like, I know they weren't, like, married, but I know they were engaged. But, you know, but, like, he just did, like, a GQ shoot, bro. And he was just on Forbes. And he was just, like, out here just being the fucking, like, just the huge platform that he was just creating. Like, and again, like, he's been out here, bro. Like, a lot of people want to be like, oh, like, he just got here. That sucks. It's like, no, he's been out here.
He was on the fucking, on the freshman cover with Kendrick, wasn't he?
No, 2008, that was a year before him. He was, Kendrick was 11.
The one with J-Rock?
He was on J-Rock, Wiz, Big Sean. That's probably the greatest, if not, like, top three greatest XX freshmen I've ever, because honestly, 2011 was a lot of hitters, too. That was the one with, like, Kendrick, Meek Mill, Sci-Hi, Mac Miller, YG was on there. Lil B was on there too. Like, dude, 2011 was lit, but 2010, bro, J-Rock, Nipsey, Wiz, OJ the Juice Man, fucking Big Sean, just, man, that was that. Those two are probably the
talking about, like, legends in hip hop.
Now, you know what I mean? You know, fast forward, like, 10 years ago, like, 10 years later, like, look where all these people are, and it's just. Like, Nipsey, you just thought he was going to be, like, you know, like, kind of like a Snoop Dogg, bro. Like, just here thriving off of his past and just, like, just being the philanthropist that Snoop is. You see how happy Snoop is, bro? He's got his hands in, like, so many different things, from still rapping to making shows with Martha Stewart. You know, like, that's so much flex, bro. Like, how much flexibility can you have from just putting out gangster shit?
Flexibility, bro. Like, the fact that you said flexibility in terms of, like, your power and ability to flex. Like
bro, tell me, like, fire. And he's a football coach and he has a show on Netflix about him being a football coach. Like, and then it's just like, damn, bro. Like, he's like, we have to celebrate, like, these legends, like, better while they're here. Because, like, I mean, like, I celebrated Nipsey, but, like, obviously now it's... he's gone, and you just got to be like, damn, we lost a good one, bro. And I know a lot of people are out there, like, real ones, bro. Like, real, like, genuine people are that really listen to that man's music and know what I'm talking about. Like, I know they're feeling it, bro, because all I've seen on the timeline, bro, for 2 days, yesterday and today, it's nothing but Nipsey, bro. Nothing but, like, and I've been one of those people. You follow me on Instagram or Twitter, you know I've been fucking just, like, posting nothing but Nipsey shit because I'm really... troubled by this, like, this shit really kind of got me, like,
bro, for sure.
Troubled.
I was
by
at
it,
rerun today, and Don was just like fucking distraught, bro. Like,
I was
doing the shit that we do it all the time when I go in there. Like, you know, he'll help me do, like, a little inventory. We'll fucking just count everything, like, you know, add shit to it, push it out, whatever we got to do. But, bro, he's just today, it was just so off, bro. And he was like, bro, I remember, like, working at Applause and, like, getting the, all this shit ready for, like, Your Hood and all this. And he's like, and I just bump in Nipsey, bro. And
yeah,
he's like,
man.
Bro, what the fuck are we going to do,
that's just high
bro?
School for me, too, bro. Like, that's why, like, Mac hurt, too, because it's, like, that's, like, high school soundtrack, bro. That's, like, yeah. My younger days. That's my soundtrack. Nipsey is also part of that. That's why, like, I hold Kendrick and you said Dom and even YG, yeah. Bro. I hold YG up in that same. Like, if YG were to go, bro, I'd feel just as sad. You know, but, you know, all the TD, Dom, like, just the West Coast
yeah,
legends,
see,
bro.
I was, like, man. Just getting out of high school when, like, TDE was popping off.
Yeah.
So, like, that was, like...
Yeah, speaking of Kendrick. And his God, too.
Yeah,
it's a great
bro.
Song. But, yeah, man. This,
but, yeah, man.
Everyone around here, I think, could just relate. You know, all the, like, you
especially,
know...
Especially, bro, just the fact that we're from the West Coast. This is, like, our home. People know this
of
shit.
Course.
This is, like, what gets played when we go out, like... You know
yeah,
mean?
Bro. Just to, I think that's why it hurts even more is because it's yeah, because he's a West Coast legend, and the style that he was killed, bro. Like that's so
yeah,
fucked.
That
I,
hurts,
like, how
bro.
Are you gonna get? How are you gonna kill someone that's doing so good in the community and just doing all this stuff to, you know, create jobs and create opportunities and just build platforms for just unfortunate people due to the situation of their living situation, and then just to gun him down in broad daylight in front of all his loved ones because. Either it could be a conspiracy or it could be a hating motherfucker. Regardless, it's still fucked up, bro.
Yeah, regardless, I think it's some bullshit. That shit's fucking sad, bro. Our
yeah,
condolences
bro.
Go out to the
rest in peace
family.
To the Nip Hustle, the great man.
Yeah, bro.
Neighborhood Nipsey.
All we can do is just hope that like his positive message gets passed on to the generations that we're talking to. And the future yeah, generations, bro.
Applause.
Like you said, like even the ones that didn't get to grow up like listening to Pac and shit, like the... You know, now we got Nip.
Yeah, bro. Round of applause for Nipsey one time, bro. Yeah. I gotta give him a round of applause. And then, dude, you know, it's also kind of fucked up, too. His last, like, live show was here.
In San Diego?
He was in San Diego. I think he was at some club. I want to say it was either Park or Flux or some shit like that.
Damn.
But someone has said, I don't know how factual this is. Don't fact check me. But I heard... That his his last show was here, bro. Like his last like live performance, like just you know one of those like club events. He did like 4 or 5 songs and you know
damn,
bounced.
Bro.
But he fucked with Dago heavy, bro. Like he name dropped us like maybe 3 or 4 times in a song,
yeah.
Like from Dago to the Bay or I hit up Dago and that's my plug is in Dago. We got a couple name drops and
yeah.
I remember he did a freestyle on Sway and like I think someone called in. And they said from Dago and he was like, yo, I got nothing but love for Dago. He even said Dago.
Yeah.
You know, only San Diego people say Dago the way that he said Dago.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
like,
that's fire.
So much love, bro, like that
it's
he showed
funny,
to the
yo,
city.
I was talking to my son. Actually, I thought for a second I thought I was talking to my little brother. But no, I was talking to my son. And I said something about Dago. And he was like, Daddy, what's Dago? And I was like, Dago, like San Diego.
San Diego.
And he was like, oh,
makes
Dago
so much
is
sense.
Dago. Like, yo, he's turns 5 in 1 week, bro, on the 8th. And, bro, for him to, like, come to realize what Dago is, like, he's like, I live in Dago.
Wait,
he asked me, he was like, so I live in Dago. I was like, yeah, you live in Dago.
You
like,
live in Dago. You are a resident, yes.
Fuck, bro, that shit.
Wait till he finds out what 1904 means. That took me a while.
You probably get that shit blasted on his
chest.
Yeah,
I remember I seen that shit as a kid, like, all tagged up all over the walls and shit, like, 1904. And I was just like, what the fuck is that? And then someone brought it to my attention, and I was like, oh. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want people to be like, oh, that's what it means. You guys got to figure it out for yourself just like I did. But,
yeah, man.
Shout out Nip Hustle.
Man.
Shout out the West Coast, man. I know we champion ours out here, man. That's for sure. You know, I know a lot of New York radio were like, you know, like, oh, like he wasn't that big out here. But, like, you know, he's like, it don't matter, bro. Like, West Coast will forever hold Nipsey. I would put him down as, you know, one of the West Coast Mount Rushmores. I would put him, Snoop. Ice Cube and maybe
Kendrick
if yeah. as time goes by, you know, like I would put
yeah,
Kendrick
I think
up
we're gonna
there.
Need a pretty fucking big ass Mount Rushmore, bro.
Yeah, like at least 10 heads
at least. Yeah, I was thinking like 10 12
10
yeah.
heads, you know. Well, that's a discussion for another day, because we got to come back and really, like, what's the top 10 West Coast artists that you've known? Because I'm sure the old heads will probably, you know, throw in all types of different people, like fucking Mac 10 and Corrupt and all these other heads.
I think relevance is kind of always, like, the biggest factor. Like, who's, like, relevant in the culture?
I'll throw the Game in there.
Yeah, bro. I always throw the Game in there, bro. But even, I don't know. But he'd be still making radio hits, bro. He'd still be making songs for the radio and shit.
Yeah, bro.
I was listening to an interview that that Nip was actually doing on Breakfast Club, and he was like, yeah, like, I was never the artist that, like, felt comfortable making radio songs.
He never did have any radio songs. Yeah, like, that was like mainstream.
Some artists are, like, focused on their album, and I just thought it was inspiring, bro. Like, you don't get to hear that every day from, like, people, like.
But I guess that's what kind of makes him a pioneer, because it's like nowadays you look at so many artists now, a lot of them don't have radio success like that. They just put out, like, shit on the internet, and they're fucking still on top of the fucking charts from just, like, what they're able to put up. So I don't know, bro. But, yeah, rest easy, bro, and just, you know, hopefully everyone copes with this, you know, well.
It's sad. Like, we know that it's a sad thing, bro, to watch a legend pass.
Yeah.
And at the same time, like, it's beautiful that we are here taking our platform, our, like, 45 to an hour, you know what I mean? And we're sharing his messages, bro. So just in the hopes that more people get to tap into what it is that he was working on and what it is that he was sharing and promoting, you know what I mean? Because, like, at the end of the day, bro, like, this podcast, like, this is fun. We get to talk about clothing and fashion and music and all that shit. But, bro, we just want to spread love.
Spread love, bro. Positivity. And, that's huge, bro. That's if you take anything away from this podcast, just know, like, you know, we're all about just making other people better, ourselves better, and just really pushing the narrative and trying to get, you know, San Diego a real good platform, if not be the idea that sparks the big platform out here. Because, again, there's really, like, so many, like, things out here that help the local artists. So,
hell yeah, bro. Like, we just want to...
We're just doing our part, bro.
At the very least, be a catalyst for what's to come. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We know that we have a platform. We know that we take this shit seriously, and that's...
That's all. And the people know as well, bro. That's why, like, we're still motivated and encouraged to continue to do this. You know, again, season 4 was dope. I definitely want to shout out everyone that was a part of season 4 from... You know, all the homies that rerun of all the different episodes we had, from Don, Jordan, 18th Element, Josh Giggin, Malik, all those heads, bro. Like, definitely want to give a shout out to, especially to Don, because he was allowing us to be up in there and have the shows in there. So thank you, Don.
Thank
you, Rerun, for allowing us to continue to be in there. Hopefully we have a lot more opportunities to do shit in there. Man.
Shout out everybody that we had on these past seasons. And of course, everybody from Rossi to Will to Dell.
Of course.
Whiskey Locker, Prospect, Justin, Jay.
Prospect, shout out Prospect. Their store is open now. Go to PB and check that out. And also listen to our episode with them. I believe they were episode, what was it?
38 or 37.
Something like that, yeah. But either way, bro, like, you know, yeah, definitely check out Prospect. Rosewood as well. Like, definitely had a good time at Rosewood. Yeah. Shout out to Rosewood. Yeah, shout out to Five and a Dime. Yeah, shout out Five and a Dime.
Jason Huggins.
You know, it was a fun time. Cause, and again, like, this season was so big for us because we were able to, like, go and take this on the road, basically, and just accomplish something new and different. Yeah. Like, I don't think people have ever, like, had a podcast pop up to their place of business like that, especially out here, bro. Like, usually, like, because when we were first doing it, we had people come to us, you know, and this is a studio, which meant, you know, a lot. But I think there's a different kind of trust and, like, a different kind of sincerity.
Being welcomed into
someone's... Yeah, being welcome to, like, have us, like, come to your establishment, into your place of business, and to, like, you know, get our shit off, you know? And then, of course, they promote what you guys do and promote everything that's going on with your store. And hopefully we've been a big help in trying to get people to fuck with you guys. And, you know, again, more to come. Season 5 is definitely going to be big, bro. We already got big plans coming up in this whole thing. From, you know, Stilo's got tons of projects and different clothing always coming up. More travels, you know, more stores are fucking with Stilo. And then you got me with music and all the different artists I fuck with. And then the big project that I'm really trying to work on in the summer. And then, of course, the events, man. You know, we got the big event in Chula Vista Brewery.
Next Thursday, April 11th,
man. I can't stress this enough. Headline, it's about to be Sebi fucking OG. Dope.
It's about to be crazy,
Die
bro.
Rolling 2, Sebi OG, Jimmy Panthers himself. Malosi, Trey Mills, all three from the local area, bro. From all different parts of East Lake and fucking Chula Vista, Bonita, whatever.
Some of the current heavy hitters, bro.
Some people who are really going to, you really want to have your radar on, for sure, bro.
And then, yeah, man. Shout out Rerun again. They're currently housing the Rottweiler Spring 2019 collection. Shout out to Prospect over there in Pacific Beach, man. They got
to make up my way to Prospect, and I want to get a shirt now that they're able to. Yeah, I got to slide back up there and cop some gear. I want to bring my brother there too, because my brother lives over there now too. So I want to show him what's up with all that.
Yeah, man.
Because all he does is drink. Yeah, but I definitely want to go up there. And,
well, shit, we blessed to be here, man. Shit.
Yeah, bro. And then, if anything, this Nipsey Hussle thing has taught you is just appreciate your life and appreciate your loved ones while they're here. You know, because nothing more cringeworthy for me to just see people like start like praising somebody that's not here anymore. Like, I don't know. Like, if you love me and if you appreciate me, let me know now, man. Like, don't wait till I'm gone. Yeah. Like, I'll make sure, like, I tell people that I really fuck with, like, that I appreciate them every time. Like, I tell Steelo every time. Like, yo, Steelo, I fucking appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate the shit out of you, bro.
Exactly. For likewise, real, bro. Real, and all like, the homies, bro. Like, and everybody that we've had on this podcast from episode one all the way right to now. And obviously, if you've noticed, this recap episode is just
bro,
me and Steelo.
I love staying up to date with, like, everybody that we've had on here, bro. Like, bro, fucking... Just everybody's doing sick ass shit, bro. Like, it's so dope to watch the growth and progression of the city, bro.
Exactly.
Even to like Riza, bro. Riza just got her own shop that she's opening up, bro. Like, Claudia's killing it over there in Barrio Logan.
Shout
like,
out to them too. Yeah.
Bro, Dope Mo was at King Slate last night. Like, just you know.
Yeah, shout out
like,
Leon. You know, Leon's
shit.
Dropping
Hell
songs
yeah. Shout
too.
Out Leon. He's Leon, on his grind, bro. Dropping his streetwear. Like.
Yeah, he's dropping music out here too.
Bro, Don's got Play Bonsai popping. Like, bro.
All the artists that were a part of that Dago project. You know, we had, like, Magoon was on there. Malosi was on there.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of artists that we've interviewed that were a part of that. So that was a good push for, like, pushing that whole, you know, the whole narrative with Dago and artists and everything. So shout out to True Love and Trey Castro for definitely putting
that
together.
Definitely shout out them.
We hope to have them on it. Them, yeah, so. Hopefully we get them on an episode one day. And shit, man. Just shout out again to you, to the listeners, to everybody that fucks with us on a weekly basis and just encourage us every time they see us out here, just messages us and just continues to tell us to, like, yo, keep doing what you're doing. I fuck with you guys. All that. Like, that's all appreciated, man. Like, because, again, like we do this for the sheer enjoyment of talking to our peers out here, all the creatives from every different creeds and sizes, man, just whatever.
Yeah, so
you know,
shout out to
we don't discriminate,
to
bro.
In your car, bro.
Your car,
in your pad,
at work, in your little cubicle,
doing.
Whatever, at the warehouse, and
just know that,
company
bro.
Truck.
This is just us taking time to share our feelings with you guys, bro, and share some positivity with you guys.
And yeah, man, it's been a great year, and I can't wait to see what the rest of the year has to offer.
Most
more events,
definitely.
Hopefully, you know. More involvement from other people who really want to be a part of this whole thing, and hopefully we can continue to just motivate and inspire people to not only, you know, bring their voice to the table as far as pushing the narrative of the city and just continue to just put on for the city and in their own way, in a positive way nonetheless.
So from us to you, thank you.
Thank you
guys. This is Dice Roller Radio.
Dice Roller Radio.
Season 4 recap.
Season
4
recap. Yeah, bitty bitch. Yeah. I'm gonna put the little sauce off. We gotta get
Dice Rolling motherfucking radio.
I gotta get that Alice drop, bro. I have to, because he did it a couple times on that other one. But yeah, shout out to all our family.
Shout out
to the listeners. We're gonna go ahead and end this song, of course, on a Nipsey Hussle song. Wouldn't be right without it. Again, rest in peace to the great, late Nipsey Hussle, Neighborhood Nipsey Hussle the Great. This is Will Be to Don, signing out. Joined always with me.
Saturn Boulevard.
Don't throw up, bro.
Stilo Suave, Rottweiler, Suave City, Dice Roller motherfucking radio.
Yeah. All right, let's play this Nipsey shit.
Niggas we love you, Nipsey.
Like we should go to Vegas.
Love you, God.
Jesus Christ. Got me feeling over anxious like a home invasion. My dough inflated and I'm more creative. Signed a couple big deals, but it's no parading. Just a couple niggas every generation. I wasn't supposed to make it out with the code to matrix. like a coded language. Reminds niggas of they strength and all the stolen greatness. We used to shoot at niggas at the mobile station. Full circle, mobile motivation. My self-educated through negotiations. Got these sharks that I'm sitting at this table with afraid to bait me. No tent on my Mercedes, that's for inspiration. 2 kilos on my neck like the fucking 80s. Westside slots and they have no my demonstration. Born and raised, y'all affiliated. It's really greatness. Riding around like I really made it. Loaded bases, I'm gon' Willie Mace. Yeah.
Listen to my ambition, cause I'm on one. Swinging for the fences for the home run. Even further beyond into the universe. But I've got to make it to first. It feels like every second's being stolen. I risk it for every ticket we sold.